Basically, they were there for the finance and audit check signing, so they just stuck around, huh?
Sarah did, yes. All right, who would like to start? Robert, would you like to call the meeting order?
Don't we have the president on?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because it's hard to hear you guys. Okay. Let me page down here. Okay. Call to order. Shall we begin the Pledge of Allegiance? On my mark, 1, 2, 3, go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible
with liberty
and justice for all.
For all.
Okay, and a moment of silence for our service personnel. Thank you. Roll call, please.
All right, Director Sanderson?
I hear Director Sanderson here.
Director Morris?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Eileen?
Here.
Is Calvin Louie here? We have no accountant or legal here. And there's nobody here in the office.
Okay. I need a motion to approve the minutes for the Finance and Audit Committee and the regular board meeting and the special board meeting for July 21st, and August 5th.
I move that we approve the July 21st of both of them. The Finance and Audit and the regular board meeting, as well as the special board meeting, August the 5th.
Second that. All right, Director Morris, second. So I have a motion to approve the July 21st, 2020 regular and Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants, in addition to the special meeting minutes and warrants of August 5th, 2020, made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel? Abstain. Director Lee?
Aye. No warrants, no award of contracts. Updates, Water San Gregorio Pass Water Regional Water Alliance update, if any.
I haven't gotten any information on when they're going to start doing the application.
Okay, I didn't make any of that out.
I didn't hear anything.
Director Israel stated that she has not been informed when the meetings will continue just yet. So nothing to report at this time.
Okay. The manager's report?
And July 20th. At 50105 Carmen at 11:32 p.m., I received a call of a potential water leak. Upon contacting the resident, he felt that he may have been a victim of a failed water theft attempt. I advised the residents I would assign a crew member later in the day to repair it. To those of you that are absent, I'll have a copy of the manager's report, but I have photos of the attempt water theft. You have a photo of a water meter box that's tilted out of the ground. You also have a photo of a, looks like a radiator hose that they're trying to attach, and the we put these nipples in, and that was actually taken out with some type of pryer or maybe he was using a hammer or a flathead screwdriver. The incident was reported and documented by the sheriff's department. And it is in my opinion that the growing population of homeless individuals impact the attempt and theft of utilities, including water. On the east side of town, it has now spread to the west side of town. This is due to the district effort of securing fire hydrants, which all the alleged water thieves are now coming to the west side of town. Also, for the two directors who are not here, you can obtain some copies at your leisure. I have an article that was published on the Records Gazette dated August 12, 2019. The title of the article is In Cabazon, Squatters Make Do in No Man's Land. And some of the highlights I have is longtime resident James Brock, who has lived in Cabazon for nearly 23 years, has noticed a significant uptick in squatters over the last 3 years. The squatters that have set up residence usually do so on undeveloped land with no utilities installed on the property. This is extremely unsanitary. No water, no electricity. They don't have septic or anything, says Brock, who lives in the southeast part of Cabazon. They are health concerned. This is one significant reason, and one significant reason why water theft has been a rise here in Cabazon. During recent municipal advisory council meeting, that's the MAC meeting, Cabazon homeowners were instructed to report the problem on the non-emergency line for the sheriff's department, and then make an online complaint with the county code enforcement department. Further down the page, it reminds everybody that the sheriff's department is responsible for enforcing trespassing on private property, and code enforcement only enforces unlawful use of the land. They actually interviewed a person named Jesse Kennedy. And in the article it says, I'm stuck, he says, lifting up his arm in despair. He told the reporter he lost his truck in an accident and has been unable to pull his trailer ever since. Now, this is the kind of people that are homeless people. They're all liars and they're deceitful. This guy actually had his vehicle towed by the highway patrol because he was driving under the influence. Locals who are familiar with the site, disdainful, refer to it as camp land. Attorney Sean Patterson of a law firm in Banning says that if a person is able to live on the land for 5 years and pay all the property taxes assessed on the property during that time, it would become theirs. I'm sorry?
Information from the property and
certificate of possession. Yeah, that's what they say. Even, it says, in California, it's called an adverse possession, but proving that they paid the taxes is quite difficult. Even if they did manage to possess the land for 5 years and pay taxes, the residents of Cabazon don't like what the squatters bring in the meantime. In most cases, they are not the greatest element cruising up and down the street, Brock says. The crime rate goes up when they are around. Brock's daughter's home has been broken into several times by a squatter who parked in an empty lot next to her home. Since she has since gotten a large dog to protect her property. Not only is there an issue with the crime rate, along with the transient population comes unprecedented amount of garbage. So, it's definitely an issue here in Cabazon. And as far as water theft, we are trying our darndest to mitigate that. To, if we witness it, is a policy that we effect an arrest by calling the sheriff's department and identified the perpetrator. And we do have a current investigation going, and I will advise the board at the next board meeting if we've made any progress. On 7/28, we discover a leaky fire hydrant at McDonald's. After determining the fire hydrant was not managed and it was Desert Hills' responsibility, we repaired the leaky fire hydrant. And again, on July 1st, Carrie Mariner donated a dinosaur to be placed in front of district headquarters. I'm looking forward to meet with the ad hoc committee, and maybe right now we can come up with a date and time. And I think, Chairman Link, you were part of that ad hoc committee?
Yes, and I think Mrs. Wargo was also. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you want to meet in person or over the phone?
Well, I prefer in person because, you know,
I understand.
Handling some paperwork, and also after when we have a date and time and date set, you know, I would like to maybe go around, including Martin, see if any of directors have any suggestions on what we can do for the art contest, the naming contest, and I think someone mentioned there were some ideas of how they want to decorate the dinosaur.
Yeah, they were talking about it on the Facebook.
And also, I'd like to maybe make the announcement of whatever name the board selects and whatever artwork the board selects, maybe October, sometime in the last week of October for Trunk or Treat, if that's going to happen, we could have a little ceremony and announce the winners. And
okay.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so let's first date and time.
What about Thursday afternoon, Sarah?
This week is good for me.
Or any time Thursday day. Did she say like 3?
3.
Yeah, 1300.
3 o'clock is fine for me.
Okay, Ellie, do you think the rate study will go over or?
No, it should end by 2.
Okay. All right. Okay, Thursday at 3. That's the 20th of this month, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go around. Chairman Link, if you'd like to just go around the board and see if there's any suggestions right now.
Is there any suggestions on coloring activities, or would you like to think about it and put it in writing and send it to us?
This is Sanderson. I like the color the way it is. I know it sounds funny, but I like the color the way it is. I just do.
No, I'm talking about the coloring contest or art contest.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're talking about artwork, you know, drawing the water dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's the generic name right now. But there was water dinosaurs, though. Where do you think whales came from? Yeah, just through evolution, they lost their legs and tail.
No, I think you got it. I think you got it backwards. Well, I think there's a whale named from where they came from.
So we're going to be like a name the dinosaur coloring contest.
You know, name the dinosaur, art contest, and then how do you want to, you know, redecorate? And the board will be the judge and make the selection for the name, the artwork, and then approve whatever suggestions we want to make sure it's in good taste.
Let me take a picture. Everybody has their phones now, right? Just a picture of it and like how they want it painted. Like, we don't have Facebook pages, right? Yeah. So maybe if it's kind of like right on the calendar. Okay, Rob, we'll talk about it on Thursday. Okay, Rob, we'll talk about it on Thursday.
Okay, continuing. Are we done? Everybody else have any suggestion?
No.
Unit 004, the meter reading truck, is in the shop, and the brakes were squeaking, and the cause is the buildup of dirt and sand in the rotor. This is the reason in the past why management has directed the staff not to drive the unit 004 to the well and tank site and tank 3 or the Jensen watershed was for this particular reason, and we always use a heavy-duty off-road vehicle. I live on dirt roads, and that's the reason why it has been building up, and Ellen has the same problem with her POV, her personally owned vehicle, because these little, I call them throwaway cars, they're just built for city and not for off-roading. Anyway, here's the, can you pass that around? Chairman Link, you're pretty in tune with auto mechanics. Do you have any comments about the sand grinding between the pad and the rotor?
Well, I don't, because I just take care of it. I just pull my wheels off and clean them and check them.
Yeah, pull the whatchamacallits out.
Yeah, I take an hour or two and fix them. so I can't really make a comment on that because those guys aren't going to do that.
Yeah.
And since I can't, you won't pay me to do it because of conflict of interest.
I know. Oh, man.
Now, there's, other than the fact that they could wash it out every now and then with the garden hose.
Yeah.
Or take the wheels out and blow them off with the compressed air.
Yeah.
What's that again?
If they're going to sessions like they're supposed to be doing when they do the maintenance on it, when they change the oil and stuff. That's how I've never had a problem with mine squeaking or grinding or anything like that because of the dirt. And I've lived on Ella since, what?
Two and a half years.
I haven't had a problem.
And I've driven up and down that road in my time. Never used to be very bad.
Is maintained? Does the county go by and grind it?
No, it's owned by us.
Actually, it's considered a private road.
It does.
Oh, man.
And then we had one of the guys that on the end, he cleared out between his house and the field. And that's another dirt road, too, another access to Esperanza over to Ella. Does nothing get graded at all?
Yeah, we burned a field to over half through.
Mm-hmm.
That was my fault. Well, I haven't looked at my foot right now.
Well, the other comments I have, and I'm not trying to get away from using the vehicle is that I don't want to publicly disclose where I live, so we'll save it for a closed session. How's that? Okay. Edison.
Okay.
Edison, public safety power shut off. On Tuesday, August 4th through Wednesday morning, I spent the night here in town because of the Apple fire, to ensure the wind didn't shift the direction of the flames towards Cabazon. Other concerns were the potential Edison PSPS, public safety power shutoff. Neither event occurred. I prefer to be in town in the event it does occur. Southern California is currently on a flex alert power. These notices come from the state sanitary engineer that we're assigned to, Manuel Delgado, and also the Riverside County Emergency Management Department, which oversees the County Emergency Operation Center. Management is in constant contact, monitors these agencies' alert and warning via email, telephone, and text messages. Their current rotating outages, which is electricity, by the California Independent System Operator, and the Edison can be looked up and monitored by the public. And as I said, for the directors who are here attending this meeting remotely, I have the websites on my notes. Coronavirus, the district will still continue to execute the following actions in regards to COVID-19. Management continues to take the following preventative and protective measures, encouraging board and this community water team members to reassure that any concerned resident and water customer may have about the safety of tap water. The transmission of COVID-19 through to tap water is 99.9 untrue. The measured dose of sodium hypochlorite kills most bacteria and viruses. The lobby and will continue to be closed to the public until further direction from state and county officials. Management will continue to protect the health of district employees. Nitrile gloves, face masks are now required when a district personnel is interacting with or in the public. The exemption with this face mask is when there's a barrier between the district staff and public, such as the community member vendor at the lobby, which is closed now to the public, but they have the transaction window. Currently, as late as today, I took a status check of all our local agency. The city of Banning is open for over-the-counter payments. However, they're requiring face covering when you enter the building, and all customers are expected to comply with social distancing guidelines set in place. They do strongly encourage customers to use one of their alternative payment methods. Coachella Valley Water District, offices are closed to the public. Mission Springs Water District, offices are closed to the public. South Mesa Water Company, hours vary due to COVID-19. Beaumont Cherry Valley Water District, offices are closed to the public. And High Valley Water District, hours vary due to COVID-19. And that completes my report. Any questions?
No, not for me.
Not for me.
Okay. Okay, so since we do not have legal counsel, are we doing the closed session?
No.
Okay, we're going to table the closed session then.
Ellie, you want to chime in?
Yeah, we're just tabling it until next month. Joe had a question.
Ellie, you want to see if they want to do a special meeting, or do you want to wait till next?
Oh, did you guys want to have a special meeting with the closed session, or do you want to wait till next board meeting, regular board meeting?
Just table it to regular board meeting is my personal opinion.
I concur with Chairman Link.
Anybody else?
No, I agree.
Okay. So, Ellie, you want to report that that's tabled?
Yes, so we will table the closed session portion of this meeting for the regular September board meeting.
Okay. Next item is new business. Future potential connection reimbursement agreement for 10 years. Calvin, is this a standard procedure that it's limited to 10 years? Anything after that, we don't have to reimburse the customer?
I think the payment is for...
Yes, Robert, yes. This is a standard agreement set forth by legal. A 10-year agreement. So there's a customer that wants to pay to have the main line extended over to her parcel. If she pays to have this main line extended, it's going to benefit approximately 12 parcels total. So if any of those 12 parcels connected into the main line within this 10-year period, a portion of their connection fees would go to the customer to reimburse her for paying up front to have the main line extended.
Okay.
Calvin could probably chime in more on this. This is the first time I'm seeing this happen since I've been here at the district, but from what I've heard, this has occurred maybe a handful of times within the last 15 years or so. I think this is currently in our rules and regulations that this is a possibility or this is something that can be done. It's just not seen too often since most developers don't want to pay that permanent amount to have the main line extended.
Right. The last time I know of it. the last time I know of it being done was on a Loma when they put in that C900 pipe that the district had. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I was going to chime in and say the time that I've been here, we've had developers put in a minimum of 8-inch line, but they've also built homes too. That was on Riza, Ella, and Ida, and then up there by Desert Hills.
Okay. What size line is she going to be required to put in?
Well, it'll meet district standard, 8-inch.
8-inch.
8-inch. That's what most of the town is 8-inch lines, unless it's a main transmission line, and it is between 10, 12, and 16.
So this would go from Elm east
going
or west?
Going west. And it's and the proposed property is on the north side of Hattie.
That's up behind you, isn't that, Martin?
Yep. It's next door to me. It's across the street from Elm.
Yeah, Martin lives on the other side of Elm, on the east side.
Yeah,
of,
I live on the east side, and that's on the other side. In fact, there was I don't know how long ago, I can't remember. Across from that, which is south of that, Sandra, she had some stuff put in there, a line put in there. So.
Yeah, so the proposed property that's to be developed is approximately 6 parcels west of Sandra Lima.
Okay.
I don't know what she said, but, you know, okay.
But you don't have a. I noticed this didn't have any dollar numbers in it. What the cost was going to be? That's still part of the engineering study.
Correct. So we're still trying to obtain a closer cost estimate. But we need the board to approve this contract before we can present it to the customer for them to agree with and sign.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're approving the contract form, not any dollar figures or anything like that, correct?
Correct, because with the dollar amount, I need to ask Steve. This is something I was talking to Sabrina about earlier, but we're going to do our best to make sure the district doesn't lose any money on this, but we were going to ask Steve if we can have a contract amendment drafted in case our quote isn't enough to cover all expenses, if that makes sense. So
we're
going to make sure the district doesn't get caught holding the purse on this one.
Yeah.
That's why there's no dollar amount in here just yet, because we're trying to get it as close to actual as possible. We don't want to lose money on this.
Basically, we're asking the board just to approve the language in the end.
That's what I was. That was what I was trying to get. Okay, so I'm all with that. I need a motion to approve the language of the contract so that it can be used.
I make the motion to approve the language of the contract.
Somebody else should move to do it, because I'm across the street.
Yeah, so we have Director Israel made the motion to approve the contract, and it was seconded by Director Morris.
Okay, good deal.
So a motion to approve the connection reimbursement agreement language made by Director Israel, seconded by Director Morris, Director Sanderson.
Abstain.
Director
I'm across the street
Morris?
From it, you know.
Aye. Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Next item is district office AC system repair. Ellie, would you care to elaborate, please?
Yes, so we had another vendor come into our office last week. It was very recently. And they took a look at our system. They said the type of system that we have, it wouldn't be cost effective to change it to a simpler system. What the technician told me, he's from Beach and Air, he told me that if we could find an air conditioning company that can just provide the computer module upgrade, then that should do the trick. So basically repair what we currently have. Ontario Refrigeration did offer to repair that computer upgrade, but it was a little expensive. But that's what this other vendor told me. He told me to just stick with what we had. It would be more cost effective that way than to change it.
Okay. Well, that's all I was after when I was asking all these requests and everything. Okay. So basically, we need to know when the system needs to be repaired and upgraded. So we need to have any more comment on whether we go ahead with it or wait until it crashes.
I do know that Ellie's been it's not working in the other rooms, right?
These last 2 days, so you're not here right now. The boardroom feels nice, but I know yesterday and today the main office has been very hot. Last Thursday, too. It's been hot and humid, and I know I've been sweating in my office, so it hasn't been working these couple days.
It's nice right now, but when I first got here, it wasn't.
In this room, it's nice.
In this room, it wasn't good.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah, I went outside. It was hot. It was warm.
Yeah, you should try the other office.
Probably like my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are our options only to go with Ontario, or do we have other options?
The only vendor... Well, go ahead, Robert.
Well, basically, I had given Ellie several phone numbers of different places and obtained numbers, and half the people didn't want to call or come out. All American Air Conditioner, he's retiring. Beach Air, which was in Beaumont, they're the ones that came out and looked at it and said that it wasn't cost effective to change it over to a zone system versus what we have now. And the other person that I had given was recommended to is that didn't even bother coming out and stuff. So I think we're pretty much locked in at this point.
Just to remind the board, so if you look at page 36 of 47, that's the Ontario Refrigeration's original quote at $21,800 to repair upgrade the system, and they said that they would also repair parts as they grow old and need repairing.
What happens when they need a new motherboard because they've upgraded even further?
I don't know.
What was your question?
Yeah, I said, so what happens in another 5 years when they say, oh, your stuff's no longer valid, you got to upgrade again? Which is where they've got us now, right?
Yep. Well, they want to change it because right now we're currently on a Schneider Electric system. They want to upgrade it and change it to a Johnson system, which is easier to work on and more people have access. So if we did want to change to another AC company and we found another AC company, they're more likely able to repair the Johnson system than the Schneider. From what he was telling me, the Schneider system, only a select few companies can work on those systems.
So the Johnson Control System is more service friendly.
Correct.
Okay. I can believe that because Schneider is actually a European company, Germany, if I remember right now. So you're kind of locked into the way they want to think about things, and they get real proprietary.
I think we've talked about, in my opinion, I think we've talked about this too long. I think we've extended all of our options. I think we're Ellie's split. She's got girls today. Yeah. So I say, I make a motion we approve the upgrade for the Ontario refrigeration invoice.
I second that motion. So I have a motion to approve the Ontario refrigeration system repair. I'm going to read out the proposal number 0123-201398. Made by Director Wargo, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye. Begrudgingly, if you know what I mean. Trying to be, yeah. Nothing against you guys staying cool, of course. Okay,
of course.
Next item is discussion of recruitment employment approval to fill a current vacancy.
Shows here for Desert Sun, it's $2,440 to advertise for 2 weekends on the website, and the Press Enterprise advertises for 2 weekends on the website is $1,930. Have you guys thought about using Indeed.com? Free. I've hired many through Indeed.com. There's so many different options. You put exactly what you want. You put exactly what they need. You can put, you know, contact by telephone, and this is where you contact. Everything you need, you can do through that website. And if they don't have what it needs, they click yes or no, then they can't apply. And I did that for Stagecoach, hired many drivers and dispatchers that way. And it's free. They do have some where they'll try and get you, oh, you can do this and this to pay. But the free one works fantastic. And that's a total of $4,370 in savings. You can put towards the AC system. But Indeed, it's INDEED.com. And I've used that for over probably 15 years, over 10 years now.
There's also LinkedIn's free. I mean, everybody's going to try to upgrade.
There's a few sites about, but the only one that I personally used and had success with was Indeed. I haven't used any other ones, so I didn't want to suggest another one.
I've used LinkedIn for looking for jobs. So I know that there's jobs posted on there, but you can verify.
Yeah. And the only cost of that would be the hourly rate of whenever somebody wants to answer an email to say, hey, come in for an interview. You don't have to answer the emails. If you find someone that suits the position, you say, okay, this is, you know, the testing date is going to come in. And that would save a lot of money. I mean, not a lot of people read the newspaper anymore either. Everybody's online.
Yeah, you're not your quality.
It goes so much wider that way as well. We might just get somebody really good.
Well, did we do the Desert Sun and the Press Enterprise the last time that we hired?
Yes.
Something to say about change all that.
Everything's done online these days, so. And if it's free.
If we take out the cost of Desert Sun and Press Enterprise, then we're still investing about $10,000. It comes to $9,948. So, my question to the board is: do we want to fill? Do you want to provide the fund for management to fill this position? So, you have, you know, because I'm on the board, you have no hiring authority, but you, like, your authority is the funding.
Are we going to continue that contract where they have to work there for a certain amount of time, where they have to reimburse?
If they make it.
That makes a big difference.
Oh, right, they have to reimburse that.
For, you know, kitchen classes and education and stuff like that.
So
they have to stay working here for a certain amount of time.
They have to be here for 2 years.
Yeah.
They can't go to Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Well, they can't have business.
But then they have to
reimburse.
No, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference when you're putting the money into it, because then you have the worth it.
What is the, we've got the written exam and the consulting. Do we need to go through all that?
We're a government agency. We have to.
Yeah, we have to.
One reason I went around the procedures this time because of the COVID and the current circumstances.
Is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here.
The
thing costs $13,000, and Calvin's done a lot of work researching it, and I understand that it's all internet now, but one way or another, we need another person here, so, you know.
I think if we take out the advertisement part,
that would help a lot, and that means
we cast a different net, right?
Yeah,
a different pool.
And you can even put it up there for 30 days. And they don't say anything. Just a suggestion that it wasn't about. Works very, very well for me.
All I caught was 30.
I mean, you can put it in for like 30 days. You can put it in for 60 days. You can put it in for however long you want. The only thing is if you put it in more than one, you have to make sure the job title is different. You have to make sure the wording is different. Otherwise, they'll say you have two and you can't do it. You just got to make sure if you do two different positions, you got to do it two different ways. If you're offering, like if you have two different, if you want to hire either this or this, you can put them both in the same one. But it works very well. And you get to secretly look at everything without having to call everybody in for an interview. You get to look at everything that they have to give without calling everyone in for an interview.
Resume and application.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can see their profiles.
Yeah. Their resumes are on there. You can see their profiles. You can see, like, everything. Yeah. It saves a lot of time and it saves a lot of money.
Okay, so I think what Calvin's after, though, is do we want to continue with trying to find another employee? So
it's the funding.
That's why I said
so you want
low-range funding, so it'd be a little bit easier of a hit if we do go forward with it.
Well, I think we should.
Definitely, because we have two guys, and if we lose one, that leaves us with one.
We have one and a half.
My opinion is we need a third employee because literally one of them can get COVID tomorrow and we're down to one employee.
I make the motion to approve
the funding.
The funding, but without the Desert Sun and the Press Enterprise.
The amendment of using the Indeed.com. I second that motion.
Okay. Sorry. So I have a motion to approve the funding for the recruitment and employment to fill the current field vacancy, minus the expenses for the Desert Sun and Press Enterprise advertisement, but also with the mention that we will look into using Indeed the post for the job opening. Made by Director Israel, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Lynch?
Aye. Next item up is Well 1 Rehab and Re-Equip Project approval to continue to fund this project. I think we're between a rock and a hard spot. We need to continue to deal with this so that we have the redundancy in water supply.
I agree. It looks pretty scary otherwise.
Questions or comments from anybody else?
No comments.
Okay, do we have to actually make a motion on this, or can we just say go?
Well, being that the last biddings process was disqualified, I need the board to vote to reauthorize us to reissue the bid.
Okay.
So I have a motion to approve reissuing the bid for the Well Number 1 Rehabilitation and Re-Equipping Project, made by Director Morris, second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye. Next item is the Main Street Pecan District Yard approval to continue to fund this project, which may or may not have a positive, negative. What kind of funding are we talking about, Calvin, at this point?
Well, the board has approved a fence, which is already it's already been erected. The power, we hooked it to Edison, and it's just it's not powered out, but it's at a pedestal. And the infrastructure has not been installed. I do think that we, as the district, our fuel crew, did do some trenching for the electrician. And the only other thing was approved was the newer connex and to relocate the other connex. And my question to the board is, you know, when you move, there are a lot of unforeseen costs. And I'm reading my notes here. So that the other expenses have been approved, as the list I just gave. But should the district be given a 30-day notice by EDA, the district does have a place to move immediately. It would be just be put out in the cold. However, we would have to have Edison power us up and have some temporary power ran for lights at night, and we could move all the equipment and heavy equipment and parts and material to the Pecan and Main Street yard. And I think, and then on the other hand, the downside is, you know, we're paying $500 a month for the district, I mean, for the rental of our old place. So my question to the board is, knowing that there might be some unknown cost that might come up, do we want to continue to pay the $500 a month to Riverside and wait for them to pull the plug, or do we want to continue with this project, which, off the top of my head, without a field office, and we just continue to have the voice of the field crew work out of here, I would say it would be probably between another $10,000 to $15,000 for the move.
Well, we do have
question.
We do have $20,000 approved for the budget, right, for the ICAP. And of that budget, we've already spent about $5,000 for the electric, right? So would we be able to do everything else for that budget? I know we were talking about we were going to look at something when we were looking at the budget. Can't recall what we were talking about putting this off with. Right. So if we're paying $500 a month, that's $6,000 a year going to Riverside, right? Or are we gonna put it incur the cost here, build up our infrastructure and build it in, right?
But the $10,000 to $15,000 includes payroll. You gotta pay our crews to make the move. We can rent, you know, we may have to rent trucks to make the move. We may have to, there are a lot of unforeseen costs that let me, and during this, at this economic situation, circumstances, you know, $10 or $15, a lot of money, but it's not really.
What do we need to do? We need to install lights? Is there security? Is there...
Well, you got to do the pad. You got to sit there and plumb it. Plumb the whole property. You got to sit there and put conduit and have a licensed electrician actually run the wires and conduits.
I thought we already had the electric done.
No, it's just a pedestal. That's $5,000 just for the pedestal.
A question when it comes to the power and the lights there. What would be the difference in price? I know it might be a little bit more right now, but in the long run, would it save us if we were to get like solar panel lights? Versus paying that bill every month, would it be cheaper in the long run after a couple of years to have the solar panel lights versus just regular ones?
I think this is just my opinion and based on what's going on today. Part of that flex alert is they're actually predicting between 2 p.m. to 8 at night, and that's pretty rare. And the reason why that they're having a flex alert is because the state of California is discovering, geez, when the wind isn't blowing, the turbines aren't turning. Or when there's that cloud covering, the solar panels don't work. And that's the only reason.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of cloud covering out here, though.
Yeah, I know.
We don't have a lot of cloud covering around here, though.
Ellie and I do have a meeting with a solar panel company, and we're going to review it, you know, and they're going to give us their little sales pitch.
That'd be really cool, because if it could, I mean, if it costs a little bit more at this moment, but it's going to save us so much more in the long run, that might be really cool.
Could it help you know, like a stage structure for the equipment or something?
Yeah, like the school district.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I would recommend that we not depend on just solar, but as to reduce our energy costs, that it might be a feasible method of, or a project to investigate or look into.
That'd be great.
That meeting.
Okay, so back to the property, you want to continue until that we can move off of it, out of the county-owned piece of property, correct?
Correct.
And you're figuring that, according to what I could gather because of the hard of hearing, you have about $15,000 left in the fund that you haven't used already, correct?
Correct.
So you need a little bit more in the fund to do that, to continue?
That $15,000 includes, you know, payroll and running, you know, heavy equipment like the district's backhoe, and there's a lot of unknown costs that may come up.
Okay. I understand that. So what I'm asking is, do you need to increase that a certain amount or a rough idea? You said $15,000 earlier about.
Correct.
So do we need to increase it? The increase the balance up to $20,000 to cover everything for the most part?
I'll be more of a cushion. And I
would, okay.
I'll commit to the board that before I spend that extra $5,000, I'll come to you guys for approval.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a couple of questions. We already approved the getting the container and moving the other containers, correct?
Correct.
So when is that going to happen?
I would say probably within the next couple of weeks to the, so probably, let's say on or before the end of October. How's that?
Okay, so when is the slab going to be poured?
That I don't know. I'll ask
okay.
Steve. We've been a
little busy. Who's doing, are you contracting it or what?
No, Dave, we're going to do that. The concrete slabs is poured. What we did is when they tore down the house, only thing that we're going to build is take all those spare blocks that we have at well one and bring those down and build dividers.
That's for no, I'm talking about the containers that you want to put on the property, the ocean containers or the Connex boxes. Are you going to put them on slabs or on piers or what?
Yes, I'm going to build up mounds and then set them on top of the mounds.
Okay. All right. So, because we need to get this stuff going if we're going to do it and not talk about it every time and stuff. So,
I agree.
So you want, okay, so I need a motion or whatever to increase the amount from the balance of 15 to 20 to give him a cushion so that this gets done so we can get our stuff over into one area.
I move that we increase it to 20. So that Calvin can continue to work on the Main Street and Pecan Avenue District Yard.
Have to increase it to 25, right? Because it already is at 30. It's already at 20, Martin. So you'd have to increase it to 25.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then just change my number to 25.
Second. So I have a motion to increase line item 100, Main Street improvements, iFouse property, to increase that budget item from $20,000 to $25,000 for the current fiscal year. Made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
No.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye. Okay, public comment? Any future agenda items? Management's comments?
Nope. How about you, Ellie?
Nope.
Board member comments? Okay, Finance and Audit Committee, the next meeting is the 15th of September. The next board meeting is the 15th of September. Personnel Committee, there's no meeting. And at this point, there's no known Water Alliance meetings. There is a special note that there is going to be a closed session at the next board meeting. Any other questions or comments from everybody?
No.
Need to be present for the next meeting.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Which means we need to be present for the next meeting. We'll need to be present for the next meeting since it's a closed session meeting.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Okay. I need a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting. I second that.
Must have a date.
So I have a motion to adjourn. A motion to adjourn the board meeting at 7:06 p.m. made by Director Morris, second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye. And Miss Ellie, I'll try to swing by on my way home from work tomorrow and sign any paperwork I need to sign.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
See you Monday, Ellie. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Everybody take care.
You too, thanks.
Bye.
Okay.